Well, hey, welcome back. It's the North Florida Sports Network. We got a big show for you today. A lot to get to. Jimmy Reno back in the house. We're going to talk about the NFL draft.
Boo!
What he liked, what he didn't like. But I know we're going to get to Keon Coleman's press conference. And we got some footage from his RG3's podcast we're going to get to. So big show. We also going to talk FSU baseball. Big series coming up against the Wolfpack. Also coming off a big series win against the Duke Blue Devils, where they are in the season as the calendar has now turned to May. We'll talk college football, transfer portal, lot to get to. So let's get it started, man. Welcome back. If you're watching on YouTube, hello. Hit that thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button. Let's get that number up. But it's good to be back. Got Jimmy Reno back. We're going to talk about the draft. I know I told last podcast, I was telling show contributor Justin about your reaction after we watched that first round and waiting for, you know, see where all the Noles got picked. And you were trying to tell me, hey, Dolphins are going to get verse. And I told you the Rams were going to do it, and they did. And then it's just like, all right, well, then I'll key on to the Niners. And then that they took the Gator, which I think is a good pick, but it's not going to matter for someone crazy.
It was awful.
Yeah. But
my official stance on it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man.
I felt like the one fan after the Jets drafted Kyle Brady. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but he just lost it.
Yeah, the one Jets fan, they couldn't believe it. Warren Sapp was on the board. Now, I mean, you know, I'm not comparing Keon Coleman to Warren Sapp in any way, but, I mean, he's right there.
Right. And just.
And you took
somebody
else.
You want Keon, man. He's a cool dude. You want that? I think he's a playmaker.
Better
I think the 40.
Player.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
He's bigger. But
I get it. Ricky Pearsall is like the, you know.
Shanahan has a type, it looks like.
Yeah, man. He wants that. It's fine. It's fine. But if you're going to get rid of Debo, man, I would rather have someone like Keon instead over a guy like Ricky Pearsall, personally.
Right.
And it 100% has everything to do with where they played in college.
Well, speaking of that, and speaking of where Keon played in college, let's just go ahead and play it. RG3 had Keon Coleman on his podcast, and we'll just play what he said.
We're going to play Georgia. And that's why the guys opted out. What would you say to people who tried to question y'all's toughness and y'all's want to play a team like Georgia?
How many players we had drafted? 10, 11?
Yeah.
We're going to see who the better come out in the NFL. It's the only way you can tell. Of course they want to play. They playing in the Madden's HELL Bowl. They mad, but they lost. What y'all mad right. Because y'all lost. Y'all think this 2021, y'all supposed to just get in because y'all Georgia? It don't work like that. You would have won. You would have found out who was better between Florida State and Georgia. You would have played us in the Madden Bowl, the bowl that matters. We're going to play y'all in the bowl that don't matter. That's a waste of time. But y'all would have won and did what y'all supposed to do. Y'all would have had to see us.
Right.
Would have been there doing it the whole time. All that barking. We'd have put a spirit straight through you, Kai. Ain't no barking. That's dead. They'd have found out, but world may never know because Georgia decided to lose.
Mm. That's true.
We should question their toughness to Bama. How y'all keep choking?
So you actually believe that if Georgia had beat Bama, you guys would have got in?
Yes. That's
yes, right. For sure, because then it wouldn't have made no sense for Texas to
get in. Yeah, it didn't. Well, I agree. That was well said.
See, that guy could be going to San Francisco right now.
Man, that was well said, man. I couldn't. The Don't Matter Bowl. And that's something that if anybody, like, what Georgia, thanks a lot. You guys, and he's right. Because they're not, they would have had four undefeated teams.
They know it. That's why they're so angry, too.
Right. You're not going
to. Georgia fans know it. Kirby Smart knew it. He's like, yeah, you're right. This game didn't mean shit. Come on.
Right. They can get mad about it and say all they want. But there was a group of what? 10 players, three unsigned free agents, 13 dudes that I think are going to make rosters.
Right.
10 drafted. Fourth most in the, you know, fourth most, the top teams. It was a disgrace. I think it was good to hear from a player, you know, really simply put, you know, after putting, you know, someone to question their toughness is, doesn't know what they're talking about. And that's pretty much it. I don't like that. We've talked about that game so much or that practice or whatever. And because it was unprecedented. It's a don't matter bowl. I think you just put it to bed right there. From my point of view, I think Keon Coleman just put that to sleep.
Season's over.
And I'm glad. I just wanted to get that. I love what he said there. I do like the pick. Dolphins fan, I hate it too. They got Jordan Travis.
Oh, I like the pick for Buffalo.
Yeah. I mean, they got Diggs out of there. It's a good pick for them.
Dude, yeah, he's going to be awesome.
I think he's going to get – Josh Allen's going to love that guy and trust that guy. And
I will give the 49ers overall a pass because they did take two Florida State.
Yeah, players. And that was a great pickup, too.
I really like Renardo Green.
Right, and what he did against the NFL talent he saw is proof enough. That's all you need to see. Number right, two, six pick in the draft.
Two first-round wide receivers.
Yeah, he shut him down. So that was a good pickup. I mean,
and they need it.
Yeah.
Good spot. Not real stoked that I'm going to have to watch them play against Verse and Fisky.
Man, what about that? How that cool is that, though?
It is awesome, man. And it's killing me that it's the Rams.
I know. But
yeah.
Yeah, that is. I feel you, man. Jordan Travis getting drafted to the Jets was that hurt my heart a little bit. You know, it's like not only because it's a division rival, because the Jets suck. Like quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It's like the position, can you think of a good quarterback that played for the New York Jets? Brett Favre went there after. It'd be Joe Namath.
I mean, he won a Super Bowl, but it wasn't because of him.
Yeah. So it's just
Pennington wasn't bad.
Yeah, but still, that's really who you're going anything. To for yeah, an NFL I franchise.
It's a miserable place to
play quarterback. That's what I'm saying. And it's a rival. I would have liked the Dolphins to take him back up to
it. Yeah, it would have been sick.
You know, that would have been a nice combo there.
It was good to see him get drafted. It kind of sucked.
I think it's a value pick. I mean, I think that injury might have costed him not only the whole Florida State team, but, you know, now he's got a lot. But it was good to see him get drafted. I'd like to – what do you think about Johnny Wilson to the Eagles sixth round? I like that big value-wise.
There's a huge value pick, man. You
know, with a team that already has A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith.
Right.
And, you know, the weapons.
It's only because of drops.
Good luck.
And
yeah.
Teams not really knowing where to put them. And that guy in Philly, he'll just, I'm just.
Jalen Hurts is going
for passes, man. That's
if he can't get it done, I mean, he's got more weapons than anyone in the league.
I think that's exactly the kind of player that Wilson needs to have at QB. Somebody that can extend plays.
Right.
And, you know, basically like Jordan Travis.
Right.
That's their offense looks
that was
a lot
when
like,
he was that blanket guy when Jordan Travis needed to have a guy. Hey, all right, well, I'm going to move my body position this, get on the sideline. You can't defend some of the catches he has the ability to make.
Right.
There's no defense for it. Yes, there are some inconsistencies that show up on film, but I think it's worth it. For the sixth round, it's a value pick. I like the pick by the Eagles.
He had a lot of clutch catches in his time at Florida State.
Right. I
have some drops, but he would make up for it.
Who did Lovett get signed by the Bengals? Is that right? Or who was it?
I thought it was the, wasn't it the Seahawks?
That's right.
Somebody like that? I don't know.
Chiefs.
The Bucks got the
Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
That's good.
The Bucks took DeLoach. They signed him.
Yeah, that's a good pickup for them.
Dent went, I can't remember where Dent went to.
Well, it was a lot of players.
Yeah.
Bethune, you got 49ers, got
Bethune
another
Niners,
two Niners on two goals in the draft for the Niners.
Jerrion Jones to the Jags.
Yep. Third round.
Jaheim Bell.
The Pats.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
They did get Drake May a lot of weapons.
Yeah.
And they needed to. That was the people thought that pick might be traded. It wasn't.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, Jaheim Bell, that's another one of those good value picks.
That's what I'm saying. That guy, if when he's healthy, he's a matchup nightmare.
Yeah.
And you can put him in anywhere.
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 He's that switchblade back
there. He really is. It's really going to utilize him. That's a good pickup for New England and a good pickup for a guy like Drake May.
Switchblade.
Yep, that's a good nickname for him. Anything else stand out for you on the draft?
Run of QBs, I mean, Atlanta.
It's good to watch a draft when your team's got players in it, right?
Yeah.
It kind of shows you the difference of it. Now,
and I think that the three guys that got signed as undrafted free agents, it had to be due to their injury history.
Right. NFL caliber players you had. It was an all-time team.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate the way it ended, but, you know.
Yeah, it sucks.
But the Don't Matter Bowl is not going to be, you know, that's what it is.
Right, they're expanding.
That was a good way to put a bow on that or whatever, a turd on it.
Right, he's saying what everybody already knows, man. Yeah, outside of the playoff, nobody really gives a shit about the bowl games.
Right.
The fans, and that's great, dude, but team just got screwed out of playing for something.
Yeah, and what he said there is about they're mad as hell they lost. So, right, yeah, it's different. Yeah, and I think Florida State loses the ACC championship or loses a game.
Yeah, it'd be a little different.
It'd be a different story.
I think guys like Keon may have still chosen not to play.
Yes, but still.
But you have a first-round grade. I mean,
that's different.
Yeah.
Well, FSU baseball, I have a big series against the Wolfpack coming up. They're coming off a big series win, even though they got blown out in the last one. They came up with two big wins to win the series, which is what matters on the road, especially.
Right. That's not an easy place to win a road series up in old Durham.
Yeah.
And Duke's good.
Yeah.
They really are. The pitching for Florida State, the bullpen in particular in the first two games, they did a nice job. Oxford especially, game one, I believe it was. That's a huge series win because now you're still being projected as a top eight national seed, which would be huge. If Florida State pulls that off, then Link Jarrett is in the very short running for coach of the year.
God, that'd be his third. And he's doing it now, he's going to eventually get it.
Right.
And that's going to be three coach of the years at three different schools.
What's his favorite? Jim Schlossnagel at Texas A&M. He's like, they're a machine right now.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I was referring to. You might not get it this year. I mean,
right. But I don't know, though, man. You talk about the one-year turnaround.
That's true.
If they manage to pull off the...
If they had national seed from going
right
to not making it,
I think
tournament.
I think if they, at the very least, win the home series against, you know, this weekend against NC State and then the season finale series with Georgia Tech coming in, they have a very good shot at making a national seed. Be nice to win all three. You know, you go up to Pitt in between them. So, I mean, it's doable.
And the polls are around seven.
Yeah, around 7-8. They got. It depends on what.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. It's all about getting one of those seeds.
Right.
To get the home good advantage. And at this year's team, keep those animals at home.
Yeah.
You know, get that environment going. It's been successful this year.
Regional host should be almost a certainty.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a big weekend out there at the Howser Dick. At the Dick, you got the Wolfpack coming in who can hit.
Yeah, they can. They can. They got bats.
Yeah, Link Jarrett's son on the coaching staff.
Right. Played there for 4 or 5 years. JT Jarrett, now a coach. It's going to be a big series, man. NC State's always they always got a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the record reflects it or not,
this year they're good.
Yeah. Was it Elliot Avett, the coach? I think that's his name. I don't know. Dynamite. But yeah, it you win this series. Pitt is not as strong of conference opponent. I mean, it's on the road. It's in Pitt. I'm sure the weather's going to be lovely. It
went by really fast.
Yeah.
But this team, man.
The condensed schedules, man.
Is a lot better. And.
Yeah,
they've proven
it. They really are.
They've hit a couple bumps and they respond. The way they respond is pretty impressive. And just in terms of the turnaround that was put on. But that's the game nowadays, too.
If they get everybody they have. You know, had to start the season in terms of pitching, gets healthy and back. They have a shot at making Omaha. I don't know if they have the depth to pull it off if they can't get a couple of the guys back. Leiter especially.
Right.
We'll see what happens with him. But they definitely have the bats to compete.
Yeah, the lineup's been special.
Oh!
Lost the golf ball. And
somebody
this
just hit a golf ball. In the
ball. Lost it. Getting everything around. All right, well, that big weekend at the Dick. I think I'm going to get out there. One of the games maybe Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe Sunday, too. Let them run around the bases.
I mean, there's going to be bombs hit, man. It's
It'll be a fun, long game series, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's talk about, or do you want to even touch on?
Basketball?
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about all the stuff the other teams are doing in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
All right.
Jameer Watkins is transferring out. He entered the transfer portal.
Right. Staying in the draft, may transfer, may go play in Europe. I don't know, man. Nobody's coming to Florida.
It's just, I think it's just you don't have enough money to pay players. Is that it?
Or? I mean, I don't know if it's that you don't have it or that you're just not going to commit to it right now.
Yeah. In the terms of where the program is at.
Right. They're going to have to go on a coaching search very soon.
Right.
This year, it probably would have been a really bad year to do it,
mm-hmm.
considering all the turnover. I mean,
because they got a couple of guys they picked up and.
Yeah,
they're both on their fifth team.
Right, you got to get bodies.
Right, so that was just what
one of them, I think, played at the same high school that Leonard Hamilton went to.
So this
he's
is
from the same hometown.
This is step above of just going.
He's using all of his connections, man. This is Pete Bell jumping on the boat, going out to Algiers to see Neon Bedreau that nobody's heard of, man. He's using all of his contacts to get a roster together.
I love it.
Hopefully one of them turns out like Big Shaq did in Blue Chips, man. It just
well, you had to have such a guy dropping off the tractors and the
yeah, but Neon didn't want anything, so you go find some kid. You know, true, just get me into college. I don't give a shit, you know.
Like, yeah.
So I don't know, but they're playing together. Everybody's going to be playing together for the first time in their career. It's you know, how good can it possibly be?
It's the lowered expectations.
Yeah, man. Like I said, 5 wins, probably beat Miami both times in conference. I mean, Cleveland's coming
back.
The Cleveland curse.
Oof, another year.
Got to get Justin's thoughts on that.
Oh, I tell you right now. Oh, God.
I think they're bringing in people to play above them is what it sounds like.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
All right.
But
well,
yeah, it's pretty much nothing going on with the basketball, man.
I mean, the hoops are...
We had to go.
Playoffs were fun. The Knicks, that series was fun against the Sixers, man. Some entertaining games. Game 5 and 6 were down to the wire. And the Knicks with the big win in Game 6 on the road after coming up short at home in a clincher. They went on the road and won Game 6 in a thriller to win the series 4-2 against the Sixers and move on. To play probably the Pacers. I got that one right, yeah.
Watch out for Indiana, man.
Yeah.
They take pride in their basketball.
Carlisle.
Right.
That's going to be a fun series, though. The Knicks-Pacers.
You still got the shaved head, Carlisle?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got, lets it, like, it's peach fuzz head.
All right. I respect it.
Going. Yeah. Yeah. He's trying, maybe. I don't know.
No, I mean,
after shave head.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, keep it high and tight.
Yeah,
it gets annoying.
Well, you know, you got that series. Boston's going to be playing in the East against the winner of the Cavs Magic, which has game 6 tonight in Orlando.
I'm proud of Orlando for extending it.
That series hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
Because the home team hasn't lost.
Right.
So
they're already doing better than I thought it.
Yeah.
Delaying the start of the series.
Tonight, hopefully for them, they'll shoot the ball. You know, they're going to need a big home win. Give themselves a shot. And anything can happen in a game 7. I mean,
yeah.
You know, anything. And they can beat Cleveland.
That would be man, that would be nice.
See who loses to Boston in the next round.
Right, right. We earned a chance to get beat.
Well, in the West, Dallas, LA, I think it looks like Dallas is going to take care of business out there. But you never know. Yeah, and then you have OKC as the one seed.
Yeah.
And then, but The series I'm looking forward to is Denver, Minnesota.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. That starts this weekend.
That's the two most entertaining teams for me.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a classic.
Anthony Edwards. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards going up against Jamal Murray. You got the Joker going against Rudy Gobert. I mean, there's so many matchups. It's going to be fun. You got coaches that are familiar with each other. That's going to be
Junior's
my favorite series.
Junior,
I can't wait for
it. Texted me about that last
Well, we're going to watch it, and we'll react to it all. And we'll talk to you next time right here on the North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our